And then someone went,
testing, 1, 2.
I can really taste the bacteria.
What's up, John? What's up, John Burton?
1, 2, 3, 4. Why you can't have a best?
Okay, wait. Let me rewind. John, you're right.
Right. I'm just going to play us in a little bit.
When are you going to tell me we're starting?
We started.
Okay. Awesome.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You have to come on. You have to get on mic.
Hey.
Say something else.
Hello.
Awesome. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Let's talk about the future.
Okay.
Are you scared?
No.
Why not? Bro, on the mic.
Are we even recording yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why do you look terrified now?
Because I didn't know that.
Yeah, I don't tell people. I trick them because if I tell people that we're starting, then they get nervous. So I just...
So is this whole thing going to be in there?
No, I can cut stuff out. No, there's like 10 minutes of just garbage in the front that I take out.
Okay.
So are you scared?
No.
You don't think AI is going to take all the jobs?
Not mine.
What's your job going to be?
Something with psychology.
Have you narrowed that down yet?
What do you mean?
There's like clinical psychology, there's...
I like the prison reform stuff.
Why?
Because I don't want to do something. Because, like, I feel like a lot of psychologists just, like, go study the same thing that everyone else studies. And, like, rarely do they ever, like, make a change. But if I do something, like, even obviously that's on, like...
I'll give you $1 if you get on that mic.
I am.
You gotta put the head of the mic in front of you, like, in front of your mouth like that.
What, like this?
Oh, look how much better.
Okay.
There you go.
Like, I feel like a lot of psychologists just... study the same stuff and don't really like make an impact unless they like get lucky. But if I do something outside of that, then I can make an impact.
What's the impact you want to make?
Just like helping people.
Is this a daddy issue?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What percentage of it is a daddy issue?
None of it. You just like exposed me to like the reality of it and like what it's like. And knowing that other people are out there, like, who don't have the same resources that you did, like, who don't have anyone, like, it's, like, not right. And if I can help one person, then that's better than sitting in, like, a cubicle all day.
That's very true. You are cum laude. You got cum laude this week. Congratulations.
Thanks.
That takes a lot of work, man.
Yeah.
All right. Where'd you get that work ethic from?
I don't know.
Like, what drove you? And, like, you did it on your own, too. Because me and Mom were, I mean, you basically parented yourself for, like, a year and a half.
I mean, I don't know. I just don't like the idea of, like, not doing good.
Pride?
Get, like, yeah, but it also just, like, I hate that feeling when you're, like, taking a test and, like, you didn't study and, like, you know if you had studied, like, you would have... like, known the answer to the question. Like, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Like, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, like, if I had studied, like...
Bro, I'll give you $1 if you get on that mic.
I am.
There you are. Now you are. Go ahead. Keep talking. Sorry.
Like... or... I don't know. What?
You just yawned.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, it just gives me a lot of anxiety. Like, if I felt like I could have done something to prepare more and I didn't, because then I'm like, oh, that's, like, my fault.
Right.
And now I'm going to, now it's going to, like, bring down my grade, but, like, that's my fault.
Your notebooks are, like, a work of art. What's behind that? Your listener, her notebooks are, they're immaculate, they're hyper-organized.
They're not.
Yes, they are.
Not really.
The ones I've seen are. You don't have a science behind it?
No, it's just how I take notes.
How much handwriting do you do versus typing?
This year I do a lot, like, on paper, because a lot of my, like, for lit, like, everything we do is on paper. And then for forensics, a lot of what we do is on paper.
Do you...
And, like, math and stuff.
Math is on paper, too?
And psych. Yeah, like, a lot of my classes are, like, don't use computers.
Because I felt like last year they almost all did, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that your generation... Do you think that your generation will get married at the rate that my generation did?
What do you mean? Like, or how?
Like,
so
pretty much, like, everybody's married. Like, pretty much everybody's legally married. But my thought is that less and less people are going to actually get legally married.
Yeah.
So do you think that too?
Yeah.
What's your reason?
I just think when you get to, like, well, first of all, it's just so expensive to, like, have, like, a party and, like, do everything.
Right.
And I feel like unless you really want it, it's just, like, unnecessary. And then, like, what's the point? Like, it just, like, it's just so much, like, legal stuff that, like, if you've been, like, dating for 10 years, like, what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the argument is that it, like, protects the person who makes less money. Because if you divorce, you know, the person who makes more money, you've built this life with somebody, and then you split up. The person who made less money but equally contributed to that whole big life financially gets protected.
Yeah, but then you should also be marrying someone who would help you with that anyways.
And that's a good point.
Like, why? Yeah.
Yeah, but I think marriage is going to change. I think AI is going to...
Me?
Your generation. Not fuck you up, but I think it's going to... I mean, you all right?
Burped.
You can burp. You can say you burp.
Don't put it in.
Oh, I'm putting it in.
No, you're not.
That's funny.
No, you're not.
What do you think the impact of AI is going to be?
Gonna be? I don't know.
You don't talk about it?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like still, like, I feel like my generation, like, we were, like, grown up enough with...
I'll give you a dollar to get on that mic.
We were grown up enough without it that, like, I feel like a lot of us just don't, like, take it seriously.
Oh, wow.
Because, like, yeah, it's cool and, like, helpful, but at the same time, like, everyone, like, all of our teachers and, like, everyone around us is like, oh, like, don't use it, don't use it. So, like, we only hear from it as from, like, a negative perspective. And, like, I feel like we, like, have grown up without it for long enough that we're, like, we're not as, like, amazed by it. Because I feel like it's, like, in the middle, because, like, your generation, like, grew up, like, without technology. And now it's like, wow, this is some, like, crazy thing. But for us, we've, like, had it enough to the point to be like, oh, it's just, like, another iPhone. But we also, like, haven't had it to the point where we're, like, this, like...
Like, you weren't shaped without it, so you kind of don't...
Like, yeah.
Have a frame of reference. I'm worried that it's going to... I'm not worried about the jobs thing, because the argument is it's going to take away all the jobs. Like driving, there'll be no more truck drivers, there'll be no more factory workers, there'll be no more x-ray technicians, you just won't need those positions. But I think we're going to get a universal basic income. I bet in 10 years you will have, you know what universal basic income is?
What, is it just when the government gives you like money?
Government gives you like enough money to live basically, like your mortgage or your rent. Groceries, transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, so I think the government's just going to give you that.
Yeah.
Because
I feel like they should be doing that anyways.
Are you communist?
No, but with like inflation and stuff, like there's a lot of people struggling a lot more than they used to.
That's fact, yeah.
And I feel like if the government is, like, giving a lot of, like, it's just, like, the rich people stay rich and then the poor people stay poor.
Does that bother you?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think about money? Does you and your friend group, do you guys talk about money?
No.
You think about it?
No.
Does it impact your career choice?
Clearly not.
So I think you're going to get a universal basic income in 10 years. And then you'll be able to obviously make more than that at a job.
Yeah.
But the way, because you're getting a universal basic income, the wages are going to be way down, but you'll still be able to make money. But I think your children and my grandchildren aren't going to are going to learn to think very differently than even you and I learned how to think. Because I don't know if you remember, you went to the a special preschool.
Oh, Oaklane?
Yeah. But they taught, they had like it's an Italian word for it that I'm blanking on right now, but it teaches you a way to think. And it's not Montessori, but it's like Montessori.
I don't know what that is.
Montessori is in school, you kind of only study what you're interested in. And it's not a particular specified course. You just kind of study it with a teacher. So you'd be studying psychology, but it wouldn't be like one textbook, finish this course. It'd be kind of like self-directed study.
Yeah, me and my friends talk about that all the time.
Why? Get on a mic, please.
Because it's like, it's annoying and like...
What's annoying?
The only freedom we get in our classes, like our classes was this year. Because like freshman year, it's all like English 9, Global 9. Like French 4, like it's all just like very like basic, and the same with 10th grade. And yeah, you get to pick like an elective, but unless you're like really into music or really into art, you're just picking something to fill your schedule. And like, and then like, I don't know if this is just my school, but like everyone like takes like all these APs and stuff. So like, let's say like I ended up taking both, but like, let's say you were really interested in like apes, which is AP environmental science, but
AP stands for
advanced placement. And then, but everyone at my school is taking like AP bio. So then you feel like you have to take AP bio because everyone else is, even though you're not interested in it. And then you just like do bad.
Right.
Cause you're not interested in it. And I noticed that like this year and like AP psych, like I'm like I like retain the information better. I'm like paying attention in class more because it's like I find it like genuinely interesting. Whereas when I'm, which makes it easier because I'm like, oh, like I like liked that. So now I'm going to like remember it because it was interesting. And now like that's why like I don't really need to study as much because I just find myself like remembering the information because I liked it. But in like some of my other classes, like I have to go home and like study for hours and then it just like doesn't stick because I'm like, I don't care about this and I know I'm going to forget it. And like the minute I walk out of the test.
What was it like when mom had cancer and it was that 24/7? What was it like for you?
What do you mean that 24/7?
It was like, I mean, mom needed care like 24/7, 22/7.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, kept doing what I was doing.
Did you talk to your friend?
Because I knew it would have bothered her more if, I mean, not to say that it didn't affect me, it obviously did, but I knew that it would have made her more upset and made her experience worse if she, like, noticed, like, me, like, acting different. Because I knew she feels, like, terrible about it, and obviously it isn't her fault, but, like, if I, like, all of a sudden became, like, depressed all the time and, like, wasn't going out, like, I knew she would feel like that was her fault. And I know that she would just beat herself up about it. So I just tried to, like, keep doing what I was doing. And it was also, like, a good distraction for me. But it was more just that I didn't want to like make like another change in her life that she's going to feel bad about.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Did you, what'd you think on the inside, though? I mean, were you depressed and not showing it? Or
no, I knew she was going to be fine. I just hated like seeing it. Like it was just like, it kind of just felt like if when you're like taking like a big final and you're like over, like you're done and you're like, all right, like I'm going to get the grade I'm going to get. But then you just have to sit there for like an extra half an hour and like wait for everyone else to finish. Like it's like she had her surgery. She's going through her treatment. She's not going to die from the treatment. But now I just have to sit there and worry about it until it's over. But like I already know the outcome.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
I think you only like really cried hard about it one time, right?
No, there's a couple times with you. A
couple times with me, okay. Yeah. I remember that one where we had to keep the door closed so she didn't hear.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, that I knew if she like made it, if I like made it obvious, she would have like it, but not have, it would have like just been worse for her.
What are your hobbies?
I don't know, like shopping. I'm like playing like Roblox.
Roblox?
Roblox.
What's Roblox?
It's like a game.
Oh. Tell me a secret. And you won't get in trouble for it, don't worry.
Secret?
Yeah. Tell me a secret.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of secrets.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. How do you think, like, we've had like an unusual journey so far. How do you think it's made us, what are the pros of that and what are the cons of that?
I think the cons are just that, like, obviously, like, nobody wants to do that. Like, it's not, like, I think, I don't know. It's just, like, obviously, like, you don't want to, like, go through that. And it's, like, hard. But then, like, once you're, like, once it's, like, over, then you get to, like, look back and be, like, oh, wow, like, it, like, everything was fine. And, like, now you just have, like, deeper, like, connections with people and stuff. And, like, not even you guys, but, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it affected, like, my friendships a lot. Because I feel like I am very good at, like, not making it, like, very odd. Like, obviously, if I'm, like, mad about, like, one little thing, like, I'll make it obvious and I'll, like, yell about it for, like, 20 minutes and everyone will know. But I feel like when a lot of bigger things are going on, like, I always found myself, like, telling my friends that something was happening. Like, if I could, not to hide it, but, like, if it wasn't obvious, I feel like I would always tell them, like, 2 months, like, after or whatever. And, like, I feel like it just, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like it just, like, makes us, like, closer. Because it's like, oh, like, you felt, like, comfortable. And it goes the same for, like, my friends telling me things. Like, it's like, oh, like, you felt comfortable enough to, like, come to me with something that was like so hard for you and like you're willing to like share that part of you and now like I just get to like know that about you.
Right. Do you worry that you don't communicate enough?
No.
You don't?
No.
I do. I worry you don't tell me talk enough.
To who?
Me.
I talk to you all the time.
That's true too. So maybe I shouldn't worry about that.
Yeah. But because I also just like, I don't like, I was talking about it with one of my friends like last weekend and he was saying that like so many people always like talk without like saying anything. And like I agree with him. Like I don't really see the point in like just like having like meaningless conversation. Cause like, I don't know if I'm just like not, I don't know. But I'm like, I'd rather just like sit there in silence rather than like talk about the weather or like how hard that test was because I don't care. Like, that's not like meaningful. Like, I took the test. You took the test. We both know how hard it was. We don't need to freak out about it for 10 minutes.
What's the most valuable physical possession you have? Valuable, not money. I mean, valuable, most important to you.
Daddy bear.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Tell the listener what daddy bear is.
Daddy bear is a bear, like a little teddy bear that I have from Brooks Brothers.
Brooks Brothers, yeah.
That you got before I was born.
Yep.
And it was given to me, I guess, when I was born. And I still have him. And I sleep with him.
Did you know I was in jail when I was in jail?
No.
What'd you think?
Rehab.
What was it like when I told you?
I mean, I don't really remember, but I was just like, I don't know. I don't really remember. I mean, I don't think I like okay.
That yeah, I mean, you were kind of like, yeah.
like that, like okay.
What do you?
You're fine. Like, I think if I had known before, I would have been like worrying and stuff. But like, I think that you told me like after, I was like, okay, like you're fine. Like, it doesn't really matter where you were because like you're back and you're fine. So
right. What do you think about that whole mess?
I think it was unfair. But I also think that it allowed you to, like, pursue other things that are probably making you happier than what you were doing before, like job-wise.
Oh.
Because I feel like if you, like, didn't go through all that and didn't have all those struggles, like, you won't have anything to talk about. Like, you'd just be, like, a mediator in a cubicle all day.
Right.
And I feel like being able to, like, play out and, like, talk to people and like hear other people's stories is like a big part of you, and you going through that like allowed you to do all this.
Very wise for a kid. Yeah. Do you think you're wise for a kid?
Yeah.
Do you have more wisdom than your friends, do you think?
Yeah. Not in a bad way.
No.
It's like, I don't know. I just like, I think I'm like very like mature.
Yeah.
I just like I'll look at some of the things, not that my friends are doing, but like I'll hear about like things that are happening at school, and I just like, I'm like why? Like, it's like I feel like a lot of people just like do, I don't know.
I knew we were going to be okay with you. Oh wait, I know what I wanted to talk to you about. I knew we were going to be okay with you when one of your friends took a car and did circles in a park and screwed up the grass.
Yeah.
And you showed us pictures and you're like, this is just such a jackass thing to do.
Yeah, because like that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't.
And I was like, okay, we're going to be okay with her. If she thinks that's a jackass thing to do, we're going to be fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just like I don't get, like, I literally like do not understand it. Because like, I feel like a big thing is that I'm just a lot less like impulsive. And like, I'll be like impulsive in like a good way, but I just don't understand like what goes on in your head to make you be like, I'm going to go in a public park and do something that's already illegal. And in the process of it, it's going to rain and I'm going to keep going. So there's physical evidence and I'm going to screw up my car and all my friends are in the car. So they're going to get in trouble too.
Right.
Like, how do you not like think about that?
Well,
and why would you stay after?
That's
the other thing, is that I feel like a lot of people do stupid things and then they do even more stupid things like once it's done.
Right.
Because like, you could have gotten away with it. You could have left. But no, you decided to walk to the CVS with security cameras, show your face, buy cleaning supplies, and walk back to the park and clean your car at the park. Like, why?
That's dumb teenage boy stuff, man.
Yeah, like, I'm just like you could have left. You could have done one and bye.
Right.
No, you had to stay, and then.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Do we know this person?
Yes.
Is it can I say it's the person you're with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never mind. But you have been in love.
Yeah.
And you're not in a committed relationship right now.
No.
That's hard to have been in love and not be with that person.
Yeah.
Did you get your heart broken?
No.
That's tough.
Yeah.
How'd you do that?
What do you mean?
Like, how'd you manage not being with that person and still be in love with them?
Because, like, better things are coming and you can't, like, move on. I don't know. I, like, heard it, like, somewhere the other day, but, like, you can't, like, go through at one door if, like, your foot is still in the other one.
Mm. I like that you think better things are coming.
Yeah.
I think, because I didn't have that growing up. So I'm going to take that as a win.
Yeah.
So you're optimistic about the future.
I wouldn't necessarily say like optimistic, but I just know like things are going to happen and it's going to like be out of my control. But what I can do is like control like the people I'm with and like how I think and what I do. And like that's all I can control. So I'm not going to waste my time like worrying about everything else.
You have a really good core friend group.
Yeah.
That you've had for years now.
The trio?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd that come to be?
What, like how we became friends?
Yeah.
I became friends with one girl and we had like English together and then we had Global, which is a history class, right after it. And sometimes we would have like lunch before that together. And so this was freshman year. And so I would say by like second semester, like we were like pretty close. And then I started becoming friends with these other girls who had this other friend. And so like I had my already friends, then I brought the English girl in and then they brought the other girl in. And then the three of us were just like, wow, like I like kind of like connect with you a lot more than everyone else.
Right.
And I think it really was like all the sleepovers and stuff. Cause it's like when everyone else leaves, like, you know.
Right.
And it's like just you. But I think it is very weird. I mean, I'm obviously so grateful for it, but I think it is very weird that we're still friends because trios never work.
Trios never work. And high school is drama fertilized.
Yeah.
And
we've never fought ever.
It's not, I think that's incredible.
Yeah.
What advice would you?
Never fought. We fought with all our other friends, but the three of us have never fought. And we've also lost and gained a lot of friends, but we've never.
Yeah. What advice would you give a high school freshman first day of school? What would you tell a high school freshman?
About what? Like friends? Like
the whole shooting match. Yeah.
I would just say like focus on academics, but also don't like stress yourself out about it. Cause like if you're going to be so stressed about it, you're not going to be able to like actually focus. But I would say like focus in class, because when you don't focus in class, you're just going to have to go home and do it anyways. So like you might as well do it during the day. And then just like don't be like embarrassed, like just like talk to people, because like you'll find your people like no matter what.
You do think that you'll find your people?
I mean, I think there are certain things that, like, your people are out there.
Yeah.
It just depends if you do the right things or not. And it can obviously be, like, scary, but, like, you just have to, like, talk to people, and people know people, and those people will know people, and, you know.
If you were giving... Your valedictorians don't give valedictorian speeches.
No.
If you were given a valedictorian speech, because you are cum laude, if you were given a valedictorian speech, what would you say?
I don't know. I don't like doing that. You know that.
What advice would you give your classmates when they graduate?
I would just say that, like, because I think a lot of people, like, in my grade, not necessarily my friend group, I think we all have a pretty good understanding of this, but, like, a lot of people are very, like, stuck on high school and, like, oh, like, we're going to talk all the time and, like, every week and, like, we're going to visit each other. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, and that's fine. But, like, you're going to college. Like, you're going to be away from your friends. And, you know, like, obviously I plan to talk to my friends all the time, but there's also another level where it's like you can't, and you need to, like, be able to, like, separate from your friends for a minute.
What are you nervous about going to college?
Not right now, because I think just because, like, decisions haven't come out yet and stuff, it's like, oh, like, it's, like, not, like, real yet.
Right. Decisions meaning what colleges you got into.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think once those come out, it's like, oh.
Do you see a similarity between being a freshman in high school and a freshman in college?
No.
You don't?
I mean, you're new, yeah, but...
You're new, you don't know anybody.
Yeah, but when you're a freshman in high school, you get to go home.
Right.
And you also do know people.
Right, you do, right.
Because you know?
Right.
And, like, yeah, it's a new school, but, like, whatever. But you get to go home, and you get to, like, still, like, connect with the people that you've already known. But in college, like, in a lot of cases, like, you don't get to go home.
Right.
Right? Like, at the end of the day, I mean.
Right.
And it's, like, you're in, like, a new area. You have no idea where you are. You get thrown into this huge campus. And I think it's also, like, an age thing. Like, in high school, like, you're going from, like, 13 to 17. But in college, you're going from, like, 17 to, like, 24. Because it's all different, you know, like, grad, right. Undergrad, like, it's all different people.
Right.
And, like, obviously, like, older people that are going back to college. And it's also, like, I think it just, like, matters more.
College.
It's, like, yeah, because it's when you, like, not that you have to decide, but it, like, it's, like, it's, like, oh, like, I have to, like, study this and, like, get a degree and, like, this is, like, the rest of my life.
Right. What was the, why didn't you take a gap year like I begged you to do?
Because I feel like I've had, like, a fair share of, like, going around and, like, exploring and stuff. And I was lucky enough to have found a topic that I was interested in. Like, I'm going in, like, decided is what I mean.
Right.
So, like, I found a topic that I'm interested in. So I just don't, like, I don't feel the need to, like, go around and, like, work and, like...
You don't have to find yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I still do, but I don't think I need a year. And I've also just, like, it just would, like... Like, I think it just puts you in, like, a very different position than, like, all your friends.
Right.
And, like, if all...
But you are in a different... You're a year younger than all your friends.
Yeah, and I'm doing the same things that they are.
No, I'm
like,
right.
A gap year, I'm like not necessarily like one step behind, but it's just like you're not on the same like
right
trail or whatever.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Probably like my humor.
You are really dry.
Okay.
What thing do you want to work on yourself the most about?
Probably just like... Like being like... More social, I guess. Because I have like all of my friends. And I'm very social with them. But I feel like, but maybe it like, maybe I don't even know if I want to work on that because I think that's just me. Like, I've never been the type of person to want like 10,000 million friends.
Right.
So I don't know.
Do you think it's weird that you don't play an instrument?
No.
I do.
Okay.
Do you? What do you think your biggest accomplishment so far has been?
Like in school or just
life? Can be school, can be life, whatever.
Probably like creating like a good solid group of friends, because I know a lot of people don't get lucky like that.
Right.
And they kind of like, people are talking about it all the time now because of college and stuff, but it's like you kind of just find people that you can like tolerate, and then you hang out with them until like you find your real people.
Right.
But I feel like I've never done that. Like I've never like faked being friends with someone because like I didn't have anyone else.
One of the things I'm most proud of you about was you started high school and you were crushing the grades.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came to me and said, I'm going to take my foot a little bit off the pedal. And I'm still going to do well, but I don't have balance and I want balance, and I'm going to dedicate some time to friendships and my social life. I'm still going to do well, but it's not going to be my whole world. And so my grades are probably going to go down a little bit. How did you know? It's a hard question to answer, but how did you know at that age that you weren't balanced? And
because I could feel it, like I just like I was always like studying and stuff, and like it. Because I think like going to high school, like people like feel that sense of like not independence, but you just feel like older. And so I think like a lot of people started like hanging out with their friends more and stuff. And I was like, I don't know why I'm like dedicating so much time to school when I can dedicate less time, still get good grades, and then also like hang out with my friends.
That's wisdom.
Yeah. Because it's also like the school. And like I said before, like if I'm not interested in it, I'm going to forget it. But if I'm hanging out with my friends, like I'm going to remember that. Like that's going to be fun. I'm going to remember that. But I'm not going to like spend my time like studying an extra half an hour for a test and then go to sleep if my friends are hanging out. Like it just like it's not worth it to me.
What's a question you want to ask your dad?
I don't know.
Can be about anything. Can be about life, can be about me, can be about Mom, can be about anything. Doesn't have to be about me or Mike. Can be about
I don't know. It's like your proudest accomplishment.
I'm talking to it.
Okay.
No, I am. I think it's. I think our family is my proudest accomplishment because, We had every reason not to do as well as we wound up doing.
Yeah.
And I think we overcame, and I think we're very, very lucky.
Yeah.
But I also think I know we put a lot of, and I include you, I know we put a metric fuck ton of work into it too.
Yeah.
And so, you know, to be where we are now is, and I like it too, because it shows me that sometimes the universe does work the way it's supposed to. You know, like we all put the work in,
yeah.
and got, because you know sometimes life isn't fair and you don't get what you're supposed to get. But in this one instance, you know, I think we got what we were supposed to get.
Yeah.
So, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of the Lifted Project. I'm proud of the show. I'm proud of the way your mom bounced back. What do you think about that whole thing that it went?
What do you mean?
Like it got media attention and that it went. Because that's not what typical cancer patients do.
I know. I mean, I think it was good for her. Like, I think it allowed her to, like, talk about it, which I think she, like, wants to do that. She just feels like she's, like, burdening other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, like, I feel like probably the whole time she was going through it, she probably just wanted to sit down with someone and just, like, talk about it. And I feel, but I feel like in her head, she thought that by doing that, it would, like, it's just, like, another, like, chore.
Yeah.
Like, something's, like, that's going to, like, annoy us. So I think that, like, being able to, like, talk to people about it and, like, knowing that that's what they want from her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gives her an outlet to do that where she's not going to go home and be like, oh, like, I shouldn't have said that. Like,
right.
I probably annoyed them.
When she was, what were you thinking and feeling when she was doing that? What do you think of Summer when she worked out with that trainer and she went from barely walking to jumping?
I mean, I think it definitely, like, helped her a lot because I think she wasn't necessarily, like, even though she had no reason not to be, I think she wasn't necessarily, like, happy with herself before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it kind of, like, gave her the motivation that she was looking for to be able to, like, get stronger and stuff. And now she's obviously, like, going crazy.
Hold on one second. Can you hold on one second?
Who is that?
That's a construction guy who's not supposed to have a key to the station and just did. Oh. Are you texting while you're on a podcast?
No, you were like...
Oh. Okay. What's the saddest moment of your life?
There was, like, one time that I was, like, out on the couch with Mom. And she was just, like, sitting there. And I think I was doing homework or something. And, like, she said she was going to throw up. So I went to get you. And then she was, like, on the floor, like, apologizing. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And she was like, I'm sorry. Like, I couldn't get up. I couldn't go to the bathroom. And I was just, like, I, like, didn't understand, like, why she was, like, apologizing.
Yeah.
And then that's why, like, I felt, like, that's when I noticed that, like, she feels like she's, like, annoying everyone.
Right. She's a very proud woman. She doesn't like to ask for help.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
What's your happiest moment?
I don't know that I've had one.
You haven't had a happy moment?
No. Like, a happiest.
Oh, a happiest.
That's what I'm saying. I think I have many happy moments, and they're all just, like...
Give me a happy moment.
What, like recently?
Yeah.
Like last weekend, we were all like in my friend's, we'll just say house, like his house. And we were all just like listening to like the Bee Gees and like dancing and stuff. And it was fun.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah. Your taste in music is my generation music.
Ish.
Ish. Do you think you're do you think you're like reincarnated and like you're an old soul?
Maybe, but I think is too.
You think,
Kate?
Oh, you do? Yeah, I can see that. I can. Do you believe in reincarnation?
I don't. What even really is that?
So reincarnation is you die and your spirit comes back in another form. Whether it's an animal or a person, or, and then your spirit just basically recycles through lives.
Isn't that like deja vu and stuff?
That's some people attribute it to that, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe in God?
No.
You don't? Not a little?
I mean, I believe in like something bigger, but I don't think there's like one single.
What do you think the bigger thing is?
Nothing. I just like it just like is.
Like energy?
Yeah.
Cool. What,
If there was a way that we could be, like, immortal, like, we would have figured it out by now. And I also think that, like, the whole idea of, like, heaven and hell, like, that's, like, not real. Like, I don't, like, you can't, like, I don't, like, if God was such a good person, like, you wouldn't take one person's life and just pick out every bad thing they've done and, like, put them in hell.
Right, right.
Like, I don't think you're either good or bad. And I don't think that that's, like, a very, like, godly thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that also just goes against the idea that our, like, I don't know.
I kind of have trouble with that too, because the whole point of the thing I don't understand, I'm going to get a pastor, like a real pastor, not the one we had in here to talk about this, because I don't understand the Christian idea that Jesus died for our sins, so we're forgiven, except we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what happened to the forgiven for the people that go to hell?
Yeah, and then I don't think, like, you should be putting that type of, like, restrictions on people.
What do you mean?
Like, all, like, the, I don't know what they're called, but it's all, like, oh, like, you can't get tattoos, you can't eat pork, like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
she didn't like that we call each other bro.
Who's she?
That pastor we had.
No.
I thought that was so bizarre.
Yeah, but no, but I'm talking about God.
Oh.
Like, in the Bible and stuff.
Right, right.
Like, I don't think, I don't know, and I think a lot of people, like, which, like, good for you, but I think that religion is so, like, I feel like it has so much, like, plasticity, and people just, like, pick and choose what they want to believe, and I'm, like, good for you, but, like, I'm not, like, I don't know.
I think
it's just, like, confusing, and I, yeah.
Last two questions. Ready? Mm-hmm. What don't you have that you want?
Hmm.
Does that mean a car?
Like a car. Yeah.
What do you have that you don't want?
I don't want nothing.
You might not be in the show again until you graduate. What are your parting words?
I don't know. I don't have parting words.
Fair enough. All right. I love you.
Love you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.